This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and as usual, friends, we've got much to cover today. One of the things that I want to highlight really quick, because we heard it on the news just a moment ago, again, here's the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberal broadcasting news that contradicts everything that we are as a Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Over the last couple days, we have been talking about this criminal, Governor Terry McAuliffe, out of Virginia, the state of Virginia. They call him the governor there. I've been highlighting the fact that, folks, he's claiming to be there to protect the women's rights concerning their war on the babies in their womb. Now, isn't that interesting? During the break, everybody was saddened, and so am I. There's something special about kids. And there's something special, and there's a degree of an indignation, a righteous indignation that rises up in me when I hear of little kids being taken out. It really does. It's different. There's something different about it. There's no question, because of the innocence of children. But isn't it interesting? They highlight the fact that a little 12-year-old girl was killed. She died. And it's sad. Yes, it's sad. But what about the thousands of the babies that are in the wombs? I mean, America, don't forget that these babies, that representatives that are supposed to uphold the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes that they're responsible for committing, namely this criminal, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia. It's interesting to me, friends, that everybody's saddened by this 12-year-old little girl. I am too, in all seriousness. But what about the little babies in the wombs? Don't forget, this is my point, don't forget that these babies, before they're murdered in the womb, they take their heads out of the woman's genitalia. They take a scissors and they jam it into the back of the head of the baby to cut the cord. Or they'll take saline abortions and they'll take a hose and jam it into the baby and jam salt into the baby so it kills the baby. What's the difference, friends? I mean, America, have you been so dulled down and dummied down by a bunch of sick-minded individuals in the media that there's a special something about a 12-year-old and a baby in the womb, friends? They're equal in the sight of God, and they're equal in my sight as well. A life is a life, and law is there to protect life, not to take it away. But going back to what the American people tolerate, he vetoes abortion. He vetoed a ban, friends, concerning the likes of Planned Parenthood that murders babies at will. Now, keep in mind, his plea, his lie, his front to the American people was that he's protecting women and their rights to kill their baby, okay, within their wombs. That's what he said. That was the reason he vetoed the bill that would have shut down Planned Parenthood. But it's interesting to note that this criminal is under investigation, as I shared with you yesterday, for taking over over $1.7 million from the likes of Planned Parenthood. America, wake up. This isn't him protecting women. This is him protecting his special interest groups that he's working for, because he's not working for me and you. He's working for himself. He's climbing up the political ladder, friends, to serve those that are trying to create this new world order. And friends, just think about this. Your enemies are so thankful for your apathy and your tolerance of the crimes committed by these that call themselves representatives of we the people, because they're under a different name, namely the Democratic Party. And it doesn't matter on either side of the aisle. But America, when are you going to wake up to the fact that we're ruled by law in this country? Laws that protect the innocent in the womb. Again, he's there protecting women's rights? No, he's not. That's his appeal to the people, to those that have been guilty of the crime of murder concerning the babies in their own wombs. He wants to justify them because he's making money off the murder of the innocent. As I've highlighted 1.5 million times, friends, this is blood money. This is mob money. And don't forget what I'm telling you is right on the smack, friends, because even Saul Alinsky, the devil incarnate himself during the time that he was here, now he's in hell where he belongs. He was the one that said, hey, listen, just hide behind your radicalism, behind a suit and a tie. Yep, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what's going on in this country. America, how is it that there's a difference between a 12-year-old and a baby in a womb? I mean, either one of them, friends, both of them are tragic. But how is it that you stand back and look at the face of these smiling, crooked, corrupt, murdering politicians as they justify the murder in which they are responsible for committing, and so are those that stand back and not protest it? How is that? How is it that it works that way? Also keep in mind, friends, before I move on here, Governor Terry McAuliffe is also guilty. He's under investigation from the FBI concerning his campaign donations and his link to the Clinton campaign. And I want to remind everybody again, keep in mind, friends, you know, we got a guy in office right now that promised he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her known crimes. She's committing the act of treason just like her husband was back in the 90s. But he hasn't done so. No, as a matter of fact, after he won the presidency, friends, he told the American people that you, America, owe Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump said, verbatim, America and the American people owe Hillary Clinton a debt of gratitude for her service to our country. That was the first thing that came out of his mouth after he won the presidency. Now, the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, what are they doing? Well, they're under the guise of both sides of the aisle, friends. What? Trying to get you to believe that they're at war with each other when, in fact, they're not. Because if they were, where's the justice? The justice, might I remind you, that guards our liberty. Because I haven't seen it yet, friends. And it was a campaign promise that needs to be yet fulfilled. And by the way, when you leave off justice, remember, justice dies, and what rises? Tyrants rise, and that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing them gather together against the good people in this country to attempt to seal the deal, and that's exactly what happens when you leave off justice, friends. When you leave off the commandments of God is really what it comes down to. Another thing, shifting over to a mayor in Seattle. Are you ready for this one, friends? I don't know that you are. I'm looking at images of this mayor, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, giving his address in America at a local mosque. America, how many times have I told you that it's corrupt politics and the media that are working hand in glove to destroy our constitutional God-given republic? How many times? I'm going to come right back to that topic, and I'm going to tell you what the law has to say, because it shows you who the criminal is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, where we're giving it to you in accordance and reference to constitutional and biblical law. For by the law is the knowledge of the crime, sin, Romans 3:20. And that's exactly what we're showing you today, fruit. The fruit of a lawless society, standing back, allowing corrupt politicians to at length turn this nation into hell because all of the good people that love God so much just fail to obey Him at every given step. That is the fruit of America. All you countries outside of America, all 53 countries, that's what's going on with America today. You're seeing a disobedient people that they love their freedom and they love their God, 78% of them so much, that they disobey Him at every step. Well, apparently, and most assuredly, friends, they don't know what the third commandment is, and that is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach, because the Lord said right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. God will hold them accountable, and the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and that's what we are dealing with in this country. It's sick. It's a sick state to be in. It really is. Let me remind you of what George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19, 1796. He said, "Against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, I conjure you to believe me, my fellow citizens," said President George Washington. "The jealousy of a free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government." Did you hear what the first president of the United States of America said? He actually acknowledged that we were a Republican form of government, not a democracy the way that so many just want to fall and just at that dangling carrots hanging in front of the donkey. The American people just go ahead. And that's why I continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because they just go ahead and follow whatever the narrative is set by the state-controlled media that they say they don't believe in is. It's a fact. And it's the fruit of what we're dealing with in this country 24/7, no doubt. Right before the break, I was highlighting the fact that Seattle Mayor Ed Murray giving his address at a local mosque. Now, is it the Muslims doing this, friends, or is it your representatives that are doing this? No, it's your representatives that are creating all of this chaos within the United States of America. Didn't you just hear what O'Malley said over in Maryland, friends? He said that you're going to basically go ahead and resist and defy the orders given by the new president of the United States of America concerning the illegals coming in. And by the way, it also took place in Chicago. Friends, they want to stir up domestic insurrection. I've said it 1,000 times, but I want you to hear me one more time. When that day comes, because they are the ones responsible for it, corrupt politicians and the media, when that day comes, I don't ever want to stand in the face of God or of the people saying that I didn't warn the people. I've blown the trumpet 1.5 million times, and slowly but surely, the modern day conservatives are catching up if they dare say anything at all. Now, I also want you to hear this, friends, because what we're talking about here is a mayor in Seattle, Ed Murray, giving his address at a local mosque. Giving an address at a local mosque. But this isn't nothing new. You allowed President Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign criminal sodomite himself, do this for 8 years. So probably in your minds, you do nothings for the most part. You're sitting back and saying, oh, it's no big deal. The people in Seattle will take care of it. Yeah, they are taking care of it. But I want to tell you something. The people that are taking care of the issue are not the ones that you want taking care of the issue. Now, here's the other thing. What was this address from the mosque in Seattle? New taxes for the homeless. In other words, create more dependence to the welfare state, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. Read 2 Thessalonians, friends. Jesus said, if you don't work, neither should you eat. And welfare to our forefathers is not defined as out to what it means today. You have the lawless attempting to redefine the word welfare for the good of the people. It's not for the good of the people that you create dependents and keep them underfoot. It's for the good of the people that you teach them how to get up and do what they should do to survive, like anybody else that does that. It's called hard work, and it's a good thing, not a bad thing. But here now you have in America, friends, the Seattle mayor, in his state of address, city address, by the way, is given from a mosque. You can go online and see the pictures. And again, what he's talking about is new taxes for homeless. Hey, friends, guess who's paying those taxes? You are. Hey, friends, don't forget what I'm about to tell you. You are paying for your own demise by tolerating these corrupt officials. And instead of dealing with treason, oh, Bradley, did you say treason? Yeah, I said treason. Is he aiding? Is he abetting the enemy? Why, of course he is. Well, what would that be called? Those that want to kill the infidel? What would that be called, friends? I want to know. Within our gates. What would that be called? That would be called treason. I just wanted to give that information to those whose ears are still shut, or to those that have their heads still stuck in the sand. It's called treason. As a matter of fact, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States of America, not the Middle East, not Seattle, but of the United States of America, states, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of 2 witnesses, which comes directly from the Word of God, and witnesses to the same overt act or confession. Folks, they're not doing this in a dark place. They're doing this in the light of day. They've been so emboldened through America's inaction that now they feel safe enough to go ahead and give a city address in none other than Seattle, to go ahead and do it in the face of America. And guess who's right there to promote it? The state-controlled narrative. Because they're using the Muslims as another political battering ram, friends, to go ahead and upend your sovereignty. And friends, if that's not enough evidence for you, I just referenced the law to show you who the criminal is. So now it's time to actually bring forth what? Indictments. After the removal. Remove him first, Article 2, Section 4, and then indict him, charge him for his crimes against the we the people. Because again, America, until that message is sent to corruption in government and in the church, nothing's going to change. Absolutely nothing's going to change in this country. When is it going to change? It's going to change when people in this country deal with corruption in the media and in their politics, friends. It's just how it is. And of course, it all starts in the church. There's no doubt. Remember, John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. That's exactly right. And friends, furthermore, how many times have I on this show made reference to what law states concerning those that come into the United States of America illegally? I mean, I've given you statute after statute after statute after statute. What is it that you don't understand? I'm not telling you this is my opinion. I'm telling you what the law is. 1952, McCarran-Walters Act. It is the law. It is revised and it is reaffirmed in 1965, still active on the books. It's federal law. Just like sanctuary cities, friends, where an Islam and Sharia law is not compatible with the United States law or the Constitution and calls for its destruction, and therefore it is banned from entry into the United States of America. Chapter 2, Section 212, is the prohibition of the entry to the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or other unconstitutional means. In other words, any immigration without assimilation is an invasion by enemy forces. And make sure you made clear as to what I just said. Any immigration without assimilation, in agreement to subjugate, to subject themselves to the laws of who we are as a people, is an invasion by enemy forces. How many times have I brought forth concerning those through the organization called CARE that they're not here to assimilate? How many times have I brought up heads of organizations out of Texas concerning CAIR? How many times have I told you their intent as to what they said, not as to what I said? Matter of fact, here I got a brand new one for you. Zakir Naik. Entire world, he said, will be converted to a single nation with Islam as the only religion. Mecca as the capital and Quran as official constitution. It has already begun, he said. Yes, under the guise of what? The good guys. Again, where do the politicians come into place? There you go, right there. Barack Hussein Obama. Nobody entertained your enemies more than he did, friends. So why all the tolerance concerning those that mean to destroy and kill the infidel, which would be me and you? Hey, folks, must of Carol, if we are practicing Muslims, he said, director for CARE, he said, we're above the law of the land. So is this how it's going to go down, America? Are you going to stand down or are you going to stand up?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. By the way, got kind of charged up on that last one, so what we want to do is we want to jump back and let you know if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another again. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And again, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I like to reiterate, and I constantly do, is we always make reference to law. Both biblical law, common law, and constitutional law. And I always do that because I always want to just cut right through the center of all the baloney and lies and deception that's promulgated through the state-controlled narrative, the state-controlled media. Now, I want to make one more point concerning the Muslims coming into America, those that are not here to assimilate, those that are here to go ahead and overthrow. I've given you quote after quote after quote after quote concerning those that are not here to assimilate, but to overthrow. I just gave you one right before the end of the last segment there. And friends, what I'd like to reiterate is the fact that law is law. and shutting down illegals coming into the United States of America is the law. Common sense comes into play somewhere in this narrative, does it not? What else has to come into this narrative is people shutting off the television. These people do not know how to tell you the truth, nor are they paid to tell you the truth. Let me give you another reference. The United States Code 81182, suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by the President of the United States of America. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall seem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigration or non-immigrants, or imposing on the entry of aliens any instructions or restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Does anybody remember what President Truman did through Operation Wetback back in, what was it, the 40s or the 50s? Forgive me, in 1954 it was. Operation Wetback was an immigration law enforcement initiative created by Joseph Swing, the director of the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service, NS, or as it was called, INS, in cooperation with the Mexican government. The program was implemented in May 1954 by U.S. Attorney Herbert Brownell and utilized special tactics to deal with illegal border crossing into the United States of America by Mexican nationals. Here, friends, how do you deter them coming in from the United States of America? First off, quit allowing your corrupt politicians to lure them in on your dime. Number one, a bunch of Judases selling you out with a kiss because you don't know any better. You know, the Bible tells us clearly that faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So you have to shut down the politicians that are alluring them into the United States by dealing with corrupt politicians. That's going to send the message. Enforce the law, number two, against those that come in here illegally. Don't tell them by corrupt politicians that they can come to their respective cities and live off welfare off the American people, as if to suggest the politician was the one paying for the individuals, namely the illegals coming into the United States and paying for their vacation. You're paying for it. You're paying for it, America. And keep in mind, it's your politicians that you're tolerating that are allowing this. I mean, who aided and abetted more than anyone else concerning the likes of CARE? Council on American Islamic Relations. Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, don't forget about George W. Bush, friends, because that was nothing but a charade as well. He was letting prisoners go from Guantanamo Bay long before Barack Hussein Obama was in office. So get rid of the party system, the two-party system right there, friends, because they're pushing the agenda forward through the propaganda and the use of the media. Let me give you one more quote, and I got to go on here. It was the founder, Omar Ahmad, who said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith." No, of course it's not, because it's not equal to my faith, because my Christ is alive forevermore. But to become dominant, said he, the Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. I didn't say that, friends. He said that. That's the founder of CARE. And yet the media protects these people. The president of the United States passed, friends, was protecting and aiding and financing this people. And America, you let them do it. You let them do it. You can't blame anybody else, friends, for what you're tolerating. You really can't. You really can't. I want to get over to another point here, because some of this stuff is just beautiful. Now, we know that we're not a democratic society. We know that we're not a democracy. We know that we are a constitutional republic, a republican of laws, an empire of laws, said the second president of the United States of America. Not opinion through democracy. But if the media, friends, can convince you that we are a democracy, there's a lot of stupid, dummy-down individuals, folks, and there's no excuse for it, by the way. Don't show mercy to them. They have the same books, they have the same access to our history as we have. They just haven't taken the time to shut the television off, okay? But I want you to remember that if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, I want you to remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. He said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. Now, if you are ruled by law, could these editors get away with the things that they're doing today? No way. No way. And by the way, the media needs to be held accountable. Guess what, friends? That's what's happening today. That's what's happening today because people are beginning to expose them for who they are. And of course, Scripture told us many, many moons ago. I'm being a little facetious, but it's true. Scripture told us long ago as to what we're going to be dealing with if we reject God and His commandments, our love for Him. Now, you remember that I told you that Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. In other words, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I mean, what's even more shameful is when you look at those that are reporting the news and knowing how morally debased they are, reprobate, mentally ill in many cases, friends. These useful idiots are being used to indoctrinate you, and you laugh at them while you're following the narrative? How does that work? Richard Salent said, I did not say, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That's what he said. The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view, said Herman Dismore, foreign editor for New York Times. Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Now, isn't it interesting that when you expose them, they want you to believe that it's fake news that exposes them for their lies, their crimes against we the people, because they have not been given the right to lie to the American people. Let's go to the press. Friends, how many times have we talked about the facts concerning polls, and polls are rigged from A to Z? We've even heard the people that rigged the machines. And yet now, remember when Barack Hussein Obama was calling out Mr. Donald Trump as the game's being played through actually setting the narrative through opposition, which is created, isn't it interesting how, you know, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump now that he may lose to Hillary Clinton, which is not true in any sense of the word, you can't make up what just happened concerning the presidential elections. Hillary Clinton didn't have the support, period. Okay, but it was interesting to note that, you know, voter rigging, come on, he's under some delusion. Well, I mean, is this what you resort to now that you may lose to Hillary Clinton, said Barack Hussein Obama? And then remember after he slaughtered none other than Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself? Isn't it interesting? All of a sudden they needed to bring forth an investigation into poll riggings. Now, again, be careful of being led by opposition because I'm not following for either side as to what's going on. I'm reading the Word of God and understanding from God's perspective the bird's eye view as to what's going on in this country. Simply, our sin is finding this out. Numbers 32:23. Period. Okay? But aside of that, going down and showing you as to what's going on here, I have shared with you polls are being rigged. They're created out of thin air. Just like the support concerning Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and these other corrupt officials, these corrupt representatives that have been tolerated and have been tolerated in America for far too long. They don't have the support. CNN has less than 2 million viewers a day. That's going down. The president of CNN resigned 2 years ago because of the polls were so bad. But they want you to believe that they're alive and well, friends. Isn't that interesting how that works? Well, guess what? We have one of our friends, James O'Keefe, from none other than Project Veritas, that actually did some, they did their homework in exposing by recording back room conversations concerning those in CNN. And they were just, well, they just happened to be talking about polls, and they didn't matter if they were real or not. Just, they just wanted to throw them out there because overall, they trust that the American people are just going to believe whatever they have to say. So what I'm going to do when I come back is I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to play you some of that audio so you can begin to understand what I've been blowing the trumpet off on this radio show over the last 15 years concerning these polls, which are nothing more than fabrication.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Okay, I got a short amount of time. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. The package would not be complete in my little expose here again concerning real fake news, as the president rightly stated. Member Amber Lyon, who's an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, remember she said that she was ordered to report fake stories. Delete unfriendly stories, adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the United States government for reporting. Hey, friends, who's paying for that? The United States government. Where are they getting that money from? From you. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. There is nothing true. As a matter of fact, it was MSNBC that just said, Monday, I believe, they reported that it was their job to basically control the thoughts of the American people. Did you hear what I said? I got the piece. It's about a 45-second piece. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the expose first and foremost on the backdoor conversations at CNN. I want you to listen carefully concerning polls, because there was one supposed journalist that was asking some real questions, and listen to the advice that was given to her by those that knew better in CNN.
I read a CNN poll that was taken on June 26th and 28th, and I know that the hearing for the case, the firefighters' case, was on the 29th. So the poll was done right before it, and those are still the poll results that we're reporting. So I asked someone in D.C. that does the poll results about why we hadn't updated it. I said that there are a few newer polls from last week, from the week before, the CBS News poll and a Rasmussen poll. He said, we don't use Rasmussen. And I said, are we with CNN going to do another poll if we're only using that? And he said, we're not going to be doing another poll. Those are the results we'll be using. So I don't see how that's reporting all sides, because that poll said hold for release until Friday the 10th.
Yeah, because he's a chocolate.
Paul,
he's your director.
Paul Stein.
Yeah.
Stein.
Yeah, he's pretty quiet.
I agree. I think it's dishonest to use outdated information if new information.
Ah, good job.
Shows something that is at variance with what you're reporting.
Yeah.
It's dishonest.
This was released until 2 weeks after, so it's like day, and it didn't be released.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that at all. Oh, this is really released.
Okay, but it says released on Friday.
Now, how did we write about this? Did we write a wire about it?
Yeah, I think the wires, and I just Googling it from that her, according to CNN poll, like people were saying recently that her approval
rating for 47%. But I thought that if someone called and said,
might
think that
they're thinking, oh, they're using an outdated poll that was done before a major event happened that would change how people hear about it.
I don't think this is going to change anybody's opinion.
In 2009.
Are you hearing this, friends? So you have a young journalist going to seek advice from the elders, and they say, well, we don't use those polls. Well, the question is where do those polls come from, friends? We know that they're completely fabricated. We know that they're completely contrived. Friends, remember, I got to keep interjecting this thought, because you have to think. Cops, good cops, know the mind of the enemy. They know the mind of the criminal. They know how they operate, and so should good patriots who are there to uphold the law against people as such as those that you actually tolerate in this country, America. We know Saul Alinsky, again, the tactic for these clowns, these criminals that you're tolerating, the joke's on you, America, not on them. Cause the people, the enemy in this country that we're trying to destroy, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, friends, you're in some serious waters. There's no question. America, you are in trouble with heaven. There's no getting around that. And I'm not going to try to give that a pass. No, that's where our problem starts. It's between us and the Lord. Acts verse 20, verse 21 again. And our message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's my message. Because that's what Jesus' was. It wasn't God loves you and has a wonderful plan. That's not even scriptural, friends. But going back to my point, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. You have a lot of enemies because you're allowing these people to indoctrinate them, namely the federal government, who has no business teaching your kids anything through, again, a violation of Article 10. Now, I want to go over again to a host over at CNN just to show you. First of all, I just showed you the polling is completely fabricated, just like the support that they supposedly have. Folks, these people that are warring against you, these governors that are warring against you, sanctuary cities, transgender bills, you name it. Folks, keep in mind, they were the ones that created the idea in the first place. They're working against the will of the people, but they want you to believe through the use of the state-controlled media bought and paid for by the none other than CIA, friends. They want you to believe that everybody's for what they're actually advancing. When in fact, again, the opposite is true. This is how they're destroying your country. Again, let them feel your steel, America, because the Russians know when they feel your steel, it's time to retreat. But as long as they feel your mush, they're going to proceed, and they are proceeding just as their doctrine mandates that they do. But let's go over to CNN again. Did you know that just today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, CNN host, listen carefully, his name is Chris Cuomo. Anybody know who that is? Yeah, he's the brother of the corrupt governor in the state of New York. And by the way, for those that have not taken the time to pay attention, between politicians and those that work in the media, many of them are married, many of them are related. You gotta think about how would you do it if you were a criminal? That's what they do. They work together. But again, Chris Cuomo, okay? He's a useful idiot. He's a communist, and he's corrupt, and he's beginning, folks, blatantly to advance transgenderism in the United States of America, as I said they would. Because this is the sort of people that you're working for, by doing nothing and stopping them. In other words, when I just said you're working for them, you literally are working for them again, because you're paying them to do at will what they want to do, and they're doing it. But Mr. Cuomo said that 12-year-old girls are the problem when it comes to men using women's bathrooms. Did you hear what I said? Buggy, can you go ahead and pull up that piece by MSNBC? I just shot it over to you. And I want the people to hear for themselves as to how the media looks at the people. Because you're a joke to the people, friends. They really have a demigod. It's a pretended authority, but it's a real authority to those that believe it. Because the law works for us, not against us, if we're willing to stand on that side. Now, again, I want you to listen carefully to what I just said. A 12-year-old girl is the problem when it comes to men using the women's bathroom. This, the brother of the corrupt governor in the state of New York that works for CNN. He decided he would attack underage girls and their protective fathers against mentally ill grown men who want to dress like women and use women's restrooms. Where's Donald Trump, friends? Hey, folks, you trust in the arm of the flesh, rest assured you're going to reap the curse. It's not for him to do it alone. It's for us to get up and do it with him. If that's what we believe, then let's show the world our faith by our works. Let me go back to this. I want you to hear this really quick, and we'll close the show out. This is MSNBC.
He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Okay, did you hear that? To control what people think. Now, what they're saying about Donald Trump, by the way, friends, in all fairness, folks, just because he's wearing your jersey doesn't make it right. Much of what those that complain about concerning those little useful idiots in the media, folks, it's legit. Donald Trump makes stuff up all the time. And he talks about how easy it's going to be all the time, friends. I bet he's thinking of things in a different light now that he's in that position. If he's the real deal, friends, we're going to have to help him along. But again, in all fairness, we're going to have to hold this guy's feet to the fire. It's not time to go to sleep. It's time to wake up. If I had more time today, I had another hour today, friends. The corruption is, folks, it's not knee deep, it's neck deep in this corruption that I'm exposing today. And again, I want you to go back, when you get a moment, go over to James O'Keefe's Veritas Project and see the hours and listen to the hours of audio concerning those in the media and listen to the way they talk about you and listen to the way that they believe that they're above you and they have control over you, and no matter what they do and no matter what they say, they trust that you're going to believe it. Is it true? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.